It's Monday, December 21st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Congress's relief bill includes tech provisions, the SolarWinds hack dominates tech, and the tech blame game worsens. This is the business of tech. Congress passed their latest relief effort over the weekend, and from a tech perspective, there is $7 billion in funding for broadband connectivity, which includes a $3.2 billion provision for $50 per month emergency broadband benefit for people laid off or furloughed during the pandemic. The bill also includes $1.9 billion to remove Huawei and ZTE equipment from U.S. networks, $1 billion in tribal broadband grants, $250 million towards telehealth, and $65 million for broadband mapping improvements. Why do we care? This was my lead today to remind listeners that from a business perspective, providers should dig into the PPP version 2 portions of the bill. From a tech trends perspective, here is concrete federal action that validates that access to the internet is required in modern society. Money to map broadband will also expose opportunities for providers over time, not a short-term move for sure. It's one that we're tracking as we look at the changing perception of broadband specifically and tech in general. In what is likely a recurring topic, let's update on the SolarWinds hack, which will clearly be the name even as the scope expands. Krebs on Security reported that according to its sources, a flaw in VMware's Workspace ONE was being used to access protected data and break authentication. VMware, however, has disputed those findings, indicating that the zero-day exploit reported by the NSA was not used as an additional attack vector. Additionally, Reuters is reporting that Cox Communications and the local government in Pima County, Arizona, can be added to the list of intrusions, along with the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency. Reuters is also reporting that a second, different hacking team also targeted SolarWinds products in an effort known as Supernova, which is a piece of malware that imitates Orion but is not digitally signed like the other, which suggests that the second group did not have access to the internal systems of SolarWinds. This reporting also indicated that Cisco was targeted as well, although the company indicates that while internal research machines were compromised, there is no known impact to Cisco offers or products. Datto is offering a free scanner for MSPs to search networks for the stolen FireEye tools, which is available to be used with any RMM platform. Finally, I'm including a link to the full Microsoft research data on the exploit for those who want technical details. Why do we care? Start with a name. The SolarWinds hack is sticking as a name, and that's bad for the company's brand. This one is so high profile, and their name is now front and center for a company who was virtually hidden before. That said, the fact that the scope is expanding shows how critical this discussion will be. A number of years ago, I predicted there will be a wake-up event, and this could well be it. The software and IT worlds have tolerated a pretty lax and weak approach to security, in some cases as an afterthought. We've already seen calls for more from industry and government as the aftermath rolls on. Before this incident, there was recognition that regulation was coming. This just adds fuel and very deep government pockets to that fire. Let's add some color to the blame game. Protocol has dug into the blame being pointed at technology companies and recounted stories just from last week. Massachusetts filed a complaint against Robinhood, claiming the company has not acted in the best interest of its users. Huawei and Alibaba have been revealed to have tested facial recognition software to identify Uyghur Muslims in China. Twitter promised to remove false COVID vaccine tweets and partnered with AWS for timelines, meaning AWS will now help people see Twitter. The UK is blaming WhatsApp for fear of the COVID vaccines, particularly in Black, Asian, and minority ethnic people. Why do we care? Putting aside the big hack story, these alone would have shown the regulation is coming story. How layer on the hack? The reason I wanted to highlight this is to note that much of this is regionalized, Massachusetts or the UK. Now extrapolate. No reason to believe this won't happen at any state level in the U.S., or possibly down to the local level. As accountability in tech grows, providers should expect their local lawmakers to respond too. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the Third Tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening. I'm going to keep covering SolarWinds while they're top of mind. It's certainly a very big story and will continue ongoing. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.